from the Sydney Morning Herald. Good morning, mate. How are you?
Morning, Jared. Morning, boys. Is there a better morning than the build-up and anticipation to Origin 1? I don't think there's a better morning all year, to be honest. Can't wait for
tonight. Boxing Day test is not bad.
Yeah, for you, Clarky, it's pretty good. For you, it's pretty good.
I have to say that, buddy.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I'd also say Melbourne Cup mornings are great morning. The anticipation when you get out of bed on Melbourne Cup mornings are a fantastic day. But there's something special about Origin 1.
It's got that feel down here, Adam, as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, okay, that's good. That's good.
Mate, I think just flying in last night, the plane was full of Origin supporters.
Oh, that's good to hear.
There was jerseys on both Queensland, New South Wales. You could hear, like, just the talk around was all about the excitement of the footy tomorrow night. It was, yeah, there's definitely, well, from, again, I got in late last night, from the flight to even walking, you know, down the main street, Adelaide last night, I reckon you can feel it here.
Mm. Who wins and by how many? And who's man of the match?
The heart always says New South Wales, Jared. It always says New South Wales. But the head at the moment is thinking that Queensland are a huge chance tonight. I can't get my mind past this Latrell omission. I think it's a huge blow for New South Wales, him being out of the game. As you guys just touched on a moment ago, he is our genuine X-factor player, right? I think we lose a fair bit with him not being in that side. So I look at the two teams, and what scares me the most is that tandem between Ben Hunt and Harry Grant off the bench. That scares me the most for New South Wales. I just think it's such a weapon for Queensland to have two absolute world-class hookers in their team. Harry Grant, you know, is going to cause havoc when he comes onto the field. And Ben Hunt can just slot back into that ball-playing 13 role where he can kick early in the tackle counts and take a bit of pressure off DCE and Munster. So I think the game will be extremely tight. I think it always is in game one. I think conditions will make it even tighter, given you had a bit of rain down there in Adelaide the last couple of days. Listen, I think Queensland might get home in a tight one. But what I am saying is I think New South Wales will be a lot better later we get in the series. And I know that sounds ridiculous going up to Queensland for game two, potentially trying to save the series. But I think we're forgetting what a lot of guys haven't had a lot of football underneath their belts lately. Talking about Josh Adokar and Liam Martin and Teddy and Tommy Trebojevic haven't been in the best of form in the last few weeks. So I'm saying Queensland are going to win tonight. And I think New South Wales will improve vastly into games two and three of the series.
Let's talk some racing and Fireburn. It's not often we see a slipper winner win an Oaks, and heading towards the Queensland Oaks, drawn wide with Jason Collett in the saddle on Saturday.
Yeah, I think the last slipper winner, Jared, to go train on and win an Oaks as a three-year-old might have been Samantha Miss, or Miss Finland, sorry, way back in Finland, 2006. Yep. So that's a huge feather in the cap if she can do it on the Queensland Oaks on the weekend. She just seems like she's got her mojo back now, hasn't she? She was sort of treading water there for a little bit in the last 12 months. Racing well without winning, but now she's stepped out in trip. I think Gary Portelli's really found the key for her. It's probably a good time of year for her to attack some of these Group 1 races up there in Queensland. And she got that win out of the way in the Roses last start. I know the barrier's probably going to be a little bit of a problem. And we've got that really nice filly of Kieran Mars and David Eustace called a Ferris Weavray, who won the Oaks down there in South Australia. But yeah, it'd be great to see Fireburn notch up another Group 1 win. And, yep, she'll be one of the clear favourites, obviously, in the Oaks are there on the weekend.
Yeah, some sad news. A former Melbourne Cup winner dies.
Just terrible news, Loz. Absolutely terrible news. Fiorente has passed away. It was announced last night that he's been battling a bit of an illness. And he's succumbed to that illness. And he's forever going to go down as probably the banner horse for Gay Waterhouse, giving her a first Melbourne Cup. My biggest memory of him was coming out and running so well in that first up off the plane in the Melbourne Cup in 2012 behind Green Moon. It was a flushing light run, and Gay just handled him perfectly for the next 12 months, just saying, listen, we're going to put him away, get him ready for the Melbourne Cup in 2013. And I know there was a lot of controversy around Damien Oliver coming back that year to ride the horse and win the Melbourne Cup, but he handled himself with a lot of class after that, and all the focus was on Gay Waterhouse. So yeah, he was a great stayer, obviously one of these, I suppose probably one of the first batch of these sort of imported horses to tackle the Melbourne Cup going back 10 or 12 years ago. And Gay made some comments last night saying that he's pretty much given her biggest thrill on a racetrack winning that Melbourne Cup. So, yeah, our condolences go to Connections, but he'll forever be immortalised as Gay's first Melbourne Cup winner.
And Coolangatta, despite that pretty average jump out, still heading to Royal Ascot.
Yeah, just a quick update, Jared. Kieran Murray and David Eustace made some comments there yesterday saying that she'd eaten up overnight. While they were pretty underwhelmed by her performance in that jump out at Flemington, they were still happy enough to progress and head to Royal Ascot, so she'll be on the plane later this week. They'll probably want to see a couple of better gallops, hopefully, once they get over there before heading towards the, I suppose, the Kingstown Stakes. But all systems go as it stands at the moment.
What do you like today at Warwick Farm?
Yeah, a horse I've been following for a while, Jared, his particularly last preparation was race 5, number 13, in the summertime. She came back a first-up winner at Wagga to start this campaign. I think she finds a race where there's a fair bit of speed on, which should help her blend into the race. I know she's got a bit of a bad racing partner, but at the price, I'm willing to take the risk that she can run on and be really powerful in the finish second up here. It's race 5, number 13 in the summertime.
Okay, paying $9.260 the place for Keith Dryden and Dylan Gibbons today at the farm. Race 5, number 13 into summertime. Enjoy Origin, mate.
Thanks, boys. Have a good night, and we'll chat tomorrow morning.